More Mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
I don't think you've had it yet, but one of our coworkers, Olivia, ended up bringing a baked treat to work today.
Yes, I saw it. It's like a toasted pecan cake?
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh my.
Well, it's dense too, so it's very thick cake.
Oh, nice. I was here when she brought it in yesterday, but I was busy tied up with other stuff, so I didn't have a chance to grab a piece, but I see there is still some here this morning.
Oh yeah, I grabbed some before I left yesterday. Walked in, saw some leftover, so it is technically my breakfast. I am a big toasted nut dude.
Ah.
I love my nuts toasted. I'm talking pecans. I'm talking pine nuts. I'm talking almonds, cashews.
You name it.
All my nuts toasted.
Toast them up.
If there's one thing Eddie and Reader barely disagree on, it's food. It unites them.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I found out some sad news of you. You lost a dear friend.
A cherished member of my household. Yes. I was sitting at home Saturday afternoon, had some music playing through my TV on Spotify, when all of a sudden, and this is the closest approximation to the sound effect I can make, all of a sudden it went, and my TV died.
Just like that.
Nothing to it. It's like it just suddenly fried.
It just cracked the bread bed.
Yeah. So I am now sans TV.
So how long have you had that for?
A little over a decade. I actually was digging in my emails to find the receipt for it the other day. I got it in the Boxing Day sales in 2013.
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
10 years for a TV?
It served me well. So I guess, you know, it was kind of inevitable. Its time was coming.
You know what? So my TV is 8 years old. It's from 2016. It's a 2016 model. And it's still holding up. But that means if yours lasted 10 years, I still got about 2 years left of life expectancy.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but thank God TVs are like one of the only items that have gotten cheaper over the years.
Well, and then the funny thing is, I am supposed to be getting a not bad tax return this year.
Yeah.
So I was thinking before, what do I want to do with that? And now I know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to go TV shopping.
A brand new TV for me.
Yeah.
Get the fancy bells and whistles, the 4K, the smart TVs.
Oh, be sweet.
Reader dreams of being a badass like Bruce Lee.
But really, he's more of a jackass. Fox FM.
Kyle Kelbo.
Kyle, where are you calling from, Kyle?
Yorkton.
All right, now, Kyle, of course, you heard that elk call. You want a chance to win those VIP passes, right?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll just give you a quick blurb about what you can win from that. You get VIP passes to the kickoff party, and there's also the trade show as well. You'll also be able to get two passes to the banquet as well as some swag. So it's quite a big package.
That's awesome.
Have you ever been there in the past?
Every year since they started it.
Okay. So you're a seasoned veteran. Sweet deal. All right. Well, Kyle, for being the first person to call, I'm going to get you entered in for a draw so you can win that VIP package and live it up large this weekend.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Best of luck to you and keep your phone ready just in case.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well, shout out to Kyle Kelbo of Yorkton, who ended up getting entered in to win the VIP package, the Yorkton Spring Expo.
Yeah, there's going to be so much for him to check out. It's going to be a lot happening down at the Gallagher Center, down the exhibition grounds, and you want to make sure you get down there to check it out. It's going to be great. If you're an outdoor enthusiast, if you're into hunting, fishing, you know, outdoor pursuits, this is the place to be.
100%. We highly recommend you check it all out this weekend. Just letting you know, we have another elk call that's going to be playing sometime this morning.
That's right. So
one
make
more.
Sure you're listening.
Yeah, it's going to be the last one because we're making that draw tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that elk call, you call 306-783-3699 as fast as you can.
Hi,
every now and then, Eddie and Reader are twinning on their outfits.
You can still tell who is who, though.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Things that they learned embarrassingly late in life.
Yes. things like learning that the L in salmon is silent.
Salmon. Who says that besides salmonella? There's some interesting ones. Like another one, euros, like Greek euros. I used to pronounce them gyros or gyros, but I'm pretty sure they're pronounced euros as far as I know.
One person said they learned that a pony is not a miniature horse.
Yeah, I can see that. What else was there on there? Alaska, where Alaska is actually located. I don't know how people didn't know where Alaska was, but you know.
One dude said that he had learned that the Beatles is a pun. They play music, so it's the Beatles, B-E-A-T-L-E-S. That's why it's spelled that way.
That I never knew.
He had no idea until one day he saw it and went, oh.
Okay. I thought Beatles are spelled with an A for some reason because they were so influential. Because
the Bugs are B-E-E-T-L-E-S.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But it's funny, those things that suddenly we're figuring out. One person said they read Archie comics growing up, and they thought Reggie was reggae with I-E at the end. And it wasn't until discussing childhood memories with friends that they were told it was short for Reginald and rhymed with veggie.
Oh my goodness. That's an interesting one. This one is strange. I recently learned that spicy tuna is not a naturally occurring tuna.
They don't grow their own spices within.
What do you mean? Capsaicin is natural.
Oh my gosh. Are there things that maybe you learned?
Embarrassingly late in life. There might have been a few things. I can't really think, honestly, off of the top of my head. Usually it's just like pronouncing things. One thing I didn't realize, so speaking of Alaska, had no idea they had their own time zone.
Oh, okay.
Until I lived up north, and I thought Pacific time was like the furthest time zone you can get in North America.
Okay.
And then you go to the border, and you're back an hour.
A couple of things I noticed. One is more just a factor of me not being brave enough to try when I was younger, but not realizing when I was younger how awesome horseradish is.
I can't agree
with
you on that.
When you have it on like roast beef and stuff, it's very good. As a kid, I'm like, no way. But now it's like, yeah, bring it on. Bring me the horseradish. The other thing.
Yeah.
Do you ever look at the Little Caesars logo? The dude, the Roman fellow?
Yeah.
Okay. If you look at the trim on his toga, the design on it, it's an L and a C for Little Caesars.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I had no idea until I saw it pointed out one day. And then now once you see it, you can't unsee it.
It's just crazy things that you just learn when you're an adult and you're like, how did I not know about this earlier in life? So we want to hear that from you. Is there anything that you've learned embarrassingly late in life? Give us a call or a text at 306-783-3699.
Reader's no good at fixing things, but if you need someone to hold wrenches, he's your guy.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
You're listening to Fox FM, and Reader, you're going somewhere tonight.
That's right. It is the Yorkton All That Jazz Big Band Swing into Spring concert coming up tonight, 7:30 at the Painted Hand Casino in the Show Lounge. We got set up and had our kind of final rehearsal last night, and we're ready to go.
Oh, yeah. You're looking forward to playing, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Very limited tickets left. I think last night we were told there was less than maybe 20 seats
almost sold remaining, out.
So there might be a slim chance if you want to go, you could still possibly get a ticket.
Yeah, and you can get it at the door, by the way. Tickets are $20. So make sure to go and check it all out. I'm taking a look at some of the stuff you're going to cover. Adele.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Frank Sinatra, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Can't it's gonna be not good. Cover him.
Michael Bublé, Stevie Wonder. We're playing a lot of great different tunes. We're doing Viva La Vida by Coldplay.
Oh,
yeah.
That's like one of my favorite songs from them.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's going to be so good. We've been rehearsing for the last few months, getting ready for this.
Wow, it's a big event.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So make sure to stop on out, support Reader. You're gonna play the hell out of the trumpet.
Oh, yeah, and come listen to some live music. It's tough to beat live music.
Absolutely.
Eddie, Q, and Reader have a simple request.
In a world where you can be anything, just be kind.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Morning, Fox FM. This is Eddie, Q, and Reader.
Hi, good morning. I'm not sure if anybody called about this or not already, but there's like 10 to 12 cows on the side of the road right beside Church Bridge.
Okay. Nobody called about that. You're the first person to let us know.
Oh, well, they've been out since like last night at 5:30. I saw them.
At 5:30, you said last night?
Yeah, like... So they've been out for like 12 plus hours, and they stayed in the same field. So
yeah,
and it's like right outside of Church Bridge, like going towards Bredenbury.
Okay,
and I tried to like go to some farmers. Nobody knows who they belong to.
Okay, 10 to 12 cows out along the highway outside of Church Bridge heading toward Bredenbury.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much for the tip.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, thanks. Of course.
Fox FM's Eddie, Q, and Reader. When the mic is off,
they almost exclusively talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Is that the Elk Cult?
Yes, it was.
Who are we talking to today?
Sean.
Sean, is that with an A-W-N or E-A-N?
Or A-U?
E-A-N. All right. Where are you calling from, Sean?
Yorkton here.
Sweet deal. So you heard that elk call. You want a shot to win that VIP package to the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo?
Yep, sweet.
Right on. Are you big into the outdoor stuff, hunting, fishing, all that good stuff?
Yes, we are.
Nice. Sweet. Have you been to the Expo in the past?
I have, yes.
So you know what it's all about, all the latest tech. You get to get tips from the pros and just have a good time.
Yep.
Cool. All right, well, Sean, for being the first person to call, you're pretty quick. So we're going to get you entered in for a draw to win that VIP package, which gives you two tickets to the kickoff party with Doc Walker and Jason McCoy. You get two tickets to the show itself, the banquet at St. Mary's on Saturday, and also some swag. So pretty sweet draw to enter in.
For sure.
Just a heads up, we're making the draw tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yeah, well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Well, shout out to Sean Mailing from Yorkton, who got himself entered in to win that VIP package.
That's right. We have got our entrance, and we'll make the big draw tomorrow and find out who is going to get that nice package to go and check out the whole shebang at the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo this weekend.
And if you haven't gotten yourself entered in, you can still grab yourself some tickets.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic weekend, and we hope you have fun there as well.
More mornings with Eddie, Q, and Reader on Fox FM.